All right, so we've been enjoying, gentlemen, as you know, the signature Bloody Marys. Tom, I know you really like the bacon.
Yes.
The bacon in the Bloody Mary.
Awesome.
And on the side as well. And breakfast from a new place in Park Ridge, and that is Holtz. And joining us for a bit to talk about his place is Brad Doyle. Brad, good morning to you.
Morning to you, Dave. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, first of all, for treating our group of experts. It's our first time on the air here, so we're very happy to have them here and very happy that you were able to treat us to some breakfast.
We're happy to do it. Hope you enjoyed the Tito's Bloody Marys and all the breakfasts. We are happy to be here and glad you guys enjoyed everything.
Well, you know, you are in the old, if you're familiar with Park Ridge, folks, this is in the old Pines Menswear building. And I remember getting my communion suit, my graduation suit there back in the day. It was there from 1952 to 2013. It was a bank before that, wasn't it?
That's correct. Yeah, we left actually. There's some beautiful terrazzo floors still that were left over from the bank. And then during our build out, we restored the ceiling as well. So we wanted to leave a lot of the nice kind of architectural points that have been there for years.
The floors are very cool because I have never seen those floors. I mean, have they been just buried underneath there for decades probably?
I believe when Pines was there, I think they were covered underneath some sort of carpet.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was a pretty nice surprise when we pulled everything up and polished them up. They're just beautiful. There's no way we would have been able to put something like that in. So, and it makes for a good story. We're able to tell our guests, and it, you know, there's some marks in the floor too. I don't know how those got there, but it has a ton of character.
No, I like it. It does have a lot of character. Yeah.
So it's, you know, even though we did, our restaurant is a, you know, modern build out, I would say for Park Ridge, and it's pretty unique to the area. So it was definitely nice to leave some of the, you know, the old characteristics of it, and it's definitely fun to tell people.
It's a very, very cool place. Great food. Tell us a little bit about the menu.
So we specialize in pizza. We do a New Haven style crust, which is obviously New Haven style or New Haven, Connecticut. It's pretty popular on the East Coast. Characteristically, it has a little bit of char on the crust, real nice crispiness on the outside, chewy in the middle. Not a perfect circle when it comes to those pizzas. They're a little bit oblong. It's just not a style that you see too much in Chicago, and it's really fantastic. We really pride ourselves on our pizza.
Mashed potato and bacon, meatball and ricotta, goat cheese and grape. I mean, you got some really unique things here.
There's definitely some unique specialty pizzas. Those are, you mentioned a couple of our best sellers. And then we also have, you know, our menu is not huge, but we do everything in-house. We wanted to keep it focused and keep a smaller menu so we could be proud of everything that we were putting down in front
of our
guests.
I like that. When I walk into a restaurant with 500 things on your menu, nothing's good. What's your specialty, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I've had your salmon BLT. I know it's people are obviously in Lent, and you got pepper and egg sandwiches. You got grilled cheese and tomato soup. I mean, there's some good comfort food.
Definitely.
As well.
We're actually running a couple of specials on the weekend all through leading up to Easter, some cod, some fish tacos that come with a little bit of red cabbage and some pickled onions, some chipotle mayo. They're fantastic. And then
nice.
Also just a classic fish and chips that we're doing as an entree. So in addition to the pizza's obviously vegetarian, no lard in the dough. So lots of good options for Lent. And then
you got brunch too on the weekends.
We do. Brunch goes, it's on Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We do a specific brunch menu. Everything is plated, and then we feature the Tito's Bloody Mary bar. So the bar is actually complimentary, so you can just order the drink and doctor
and
it up
it
as
up.
Much as you want. Yeah,
love
yeah,
that.
It's,
love
it's,
that.
It's been a big hit so far.
Biscuits and gravy are great. The eggs are great. The bacon is fabulous. I think
bacon.
That's Tom's favorite. Bacon. Yeah, he's all over the bacon.
With the bacon pizza.
We do our plank bacon in house with a little bit of brown sugar and then some fresh cracked black pepper. We use it on a number of things. It goes on the pizza. It's on the salmon BLT, and the bacon's definitely one of our guest favorite items for sure.
And I think my favorite drink, and I've only been there a couple times, is Apollo Creed, which is kind of like your old fashioned.
it's a Manhattan,
yeah,
and it's
there you go.
Made with whistle pig rye and a little bit of Carpano Antica, which is a like a premium Italian vermouth. All of our cocktails are actually named after Rocky characters, so it's kind of a fun.
That's awesome.
So if people come by, they can work their way through all the Rocky characters, and then
that's great.
Draft beer is also one of our specialties. Everything that we pour is Illinois beer. If it wasn't made within 40 miles of the restaurant, we will not pour it. So
very cool.
And
again, Holtz in Park Ridge. It's where the old Pines Menwear shop is. Holtz in Park Ridge, 43 South Prospect. HoltzParkRidge.com. And again, Brad has been kind enough to also leave us with a couple of $50 gift cards, and we're going to give those away during our 9 o'clock hour to some callers who have some questions for our experts, and I appreciate that as well, pal.
We appreciate the time. Thanks so much for having us.
All right. Thank you, Brad. News is next, 720 WGN.